Get ready for Highly Caffeinated Marketing Perspective on the Java with Joe Show. Here's your host, Joe Chandler.
Welcome to Offbeat Business Media Network, your new highly caffeinated cup of Joe. Today, we'll be talking about marketing and business strategies to get you off the ground where you never surrender. We will be looking at the trends in marketing, going places that other radio podcasts never go. We'll look at AI, strategies such as social media, event marketing, different strategies to get you off the ground. We'll give you tips. We'll give you things that you can possibly use every day to make the changes you need in your business. So today, we're going to reach out and talk to Harrison. He's here today. Harrison Blum is our wonderful guest today. He is a social media, I want to say genius, but he won't say that. But Harrison is awesome. We've known each other for 5 years, and I think you'll learn from him as much as I learn from him. Every time I talk to him, I learn something new. And Harrison, welcome.
Joe, can I just say how proud I am to be sitting in this chair right now? That was a great introduction. I love you. I've known you for such a long time. So I'm just thrilled to be your first ever guest on your show. So yeah, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here. My name is Harrison Blum. I am a senior marketing strategist, consultant, social media coach. I own a couple of different agencies. I'm a managing partner for a leading ad agency in Dallas called Social Revolt. And I have owned and operated Z Interactive, which is a more of a creative ad agency since 2012. And I'm very proud to see where we've started and where we are today. I've had a lot of triumphs and failures and a lot of stories that kind of go along with that. I started my career in the music industry right out of college in 2008, which I think we can all remember was not a great time for opportunity during those years. So, I volunteered, I learned the chops, I had to do the grueling hard work that I think is rare for college students today. So I like to kind of reflect on that every once in a while to kind of give me a sense of accomplishment and fulfillment, because I know how difficult it is for small businesses in getting started. And I think that's kind of the reason why we're here. And, you know, with the advancements of technology and communication, the fact that consumers are faced with either convenience or experience and the properties that are needed and the tactics that are needed to be successful can be very overwhelming for small business. I think you'd agree. So, I'm hoping after today, you know, business owners can go home and actually take something that they've learned and do something great with it. Whether it's just one little bit of a nugget or if it actually changes your entire perception of marketing, I hope that you can take something home.
Awesome. You know, Harrison, the things we've seen about social media, how much has it changed since you got into it?
I think at the core of it, social media has really remained constant. But I think our understanding of social has changed. And I think it's good to have a conversation about social media and what it really means as it pertains to marketing. So I can absolutely say, you know, since my days, you know, when we first started in a business, when I used to market large-scale music festivals, when we would market 250 different live shows a year and work with artists and venues and other talented musicians, the whole approach to social is really the same thing. We're allowing people to be a beacon for our business. And social is really a tool. It's acquisition only, really. It's a tool for businesses to build credibility and loyalty and their brand. It's the proof. So the difference in social versus, you know, any kind of paid media or anything you do on your website, it's really to build credibility. It's earned media at its core. So it's really not an option to have social anymore. There's going to be a narrative online whether or not you're involved in those conversations or not.
Right. And what I get from social media is that you can touch your target audience. Your target audience, defining it and actually reaching down and touching that individual person, that is the true essence of social media.
Yeah, you can really, so it is a vehicle for businesses to better understand who their target audience is. I think it's a better question to ask, you know, what is social as it pertains to other marketing tactics and how it fits in the overarching strategy? Because it really is, it's it's not even a question whether you need it or not. It's just you have to have it. So, you know, whether or not you are actively engaging your customers online, if you're building credibility in your product by sharing education and inspiration, there's going to be consumers who are craving to know more about you. And if you're not involved in these conversations, your competitors surely are. And they're going to be the ones, you know, answering that phone call when they pick up. So I like to kind of share my insight in terms of social media. So my firm started in 2012 as a social strategy firm. And this was at a time where, you know, the music industry, although there's still a lot of money in music, it was a very uncertain business in terms of what I was doing. And I took the same tactics that I learned in selling hundreds of thousands of tickets, and I would take those same tactics and do that for businesses. And I would use social as a tool to create demand in a product or service long before that consumer has an opportunity to buy. And I think if businesses know the difference in earned media, paid media, and owned media, and understand that social really is a tool to get you to those next stages in terms of, you know, qualifying your prospects, then I think it paints a better picture in how you can use that tool. Because if you approach social with just the need to, you know, kind of push your marketing down people's throats, then you're going to turn people off very, very quickly, because these channels are meant to be an escape to some way or another. You know, we're using these channels to connect with friends and with family, and we're following people that we love and admire, you know, celebrities. We're becoming familiar with, you know, what our thought leaders are talking about, and we have these glimpses inside people's lives, very intimate glimpses sometimes now with the, you know, transition to more like live streaming and video. So if you're using these channels as a way to sell your product, then, you know, you're already kind of missing the opportunity. And it really is an opportunity it's a first impression. So it's an opportunity to create value in what you're doing. I kind of use this analogy a lot, but my wife and I, we've owned our house for 2 years. And when we started that process of looking for homes, it was very overwhelming. It was very draining emotionally and physically and mentally. And when we found our realtor, Rachel Hill, mm-hmm. whom you know, she's very, very talented, very knowledgeable. We felt so comfortable that she could help guide us through that process and kind of reassure us of that journey that we were taking. Because there's a lot of little touch points where, you know, there's an opportunity for, it's motivating and it's assuring, but there's also times where you just feel kind of crushed. And I like to use, you know, that analogy, because that realtor could use social as a tool to create assurance in that journey. You know, hey, you're going through these problems. You want to know whether you qualify for this loan or this loan. Know the difference. Here's some education. Here's some inspiration. These are other homeowners who are taking the same journey, and here's their story. Here's the 10 different neighborhoods in Dallas where you can find a hot home now for your budget. So it's about learning where those motivations are, where those deterrents are, and being able to provide a better experience.
The way I see it, that's awesome. But the way I see it is that if you don't learn, you got to learn your target market. And learning, you know, the largest growing segment in Facebook is grandmothers. And the largest growing segment in Twitter is grandpas. So go figure that one. I don't understand that, but that's
Twitter, Twitter's an interesting one. Yeah, it's interesting to pay attention to those segments too, because if you have an idea of who your audience is, and you know how they like to be communicated with, you know the messaging, right. you might use that as a baseline, but you'd be surprised in what you learn by using these social tools. And that's another big shift we're seeing now with the emergence of social platforms and activity online is the understanding of data and making it more meaningful so that you can use that to inform, you know, future marketing decisions. So you're right. I mean, you're seeing a lot of shifts in use of these social channels. And I can tell you, as many, you know, grandpas and grandmothers that these channels are winning, they're probably losing some segments as well. And we're seeing that transition from, you know, younger audiences You know, even
they're going to Snapchat.
We're seeing Snapchat, you know, taking off and a huge focus on Instagram right now. And I'm very excited to see what other platforms, you know, kind of are created from this evolution of social. But you're absolutely right. We can use social as a way to really to just better understand who our target audience is and who they're not. And take that a little bit further, how they like to be communicated with, and what are those emotional triggers that would allow them to make a decision, a well-informed, educated decision to purchase from you and not a competitor.
Great. At this time, let's take a quick break. We're going to go to our sponsor and start right now, and we'll pick right back up.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Like what you're hearing? Java with Joe will be right back. Making better financial choices this year? Energy expenses are easily controlled with remote and voice-activated thermostats, lighting, and appliances, so you're not heating and cooling your home when you're not there, or leaving the lights on or off when you're not at home. Vic Audio Video has 12 years of electrical networking and digital setup experience, connecting your ideas to the technology that makes them possible. Today's talk technology can warm a room, start music, lower blinds, and give your family a home theater experience that makes living an adventure and luxury. When you're looking for seamless audio-video integration, call the experts at Vic Audio Video. Audio, video, voice, data, lighting, automation, motorized shades, control systems. The technology experts at VicAV.com. Discover the Vic Audio Video difference at VicAudioVideo.com. Active killer shootings are no longer happening somewhere else. What would we do without a solid police force we can count on? News media across the nation would have you think we can't be sure we can trust our local law enforcement to have our best interests at heart. Blue Dragon International Consultants are here to support our first responders as they support the communities they serve. Retired Navy SEALs, FBI Crime Commission advocates, heads of homicide and violent gang units, high-ranking commissioned military officers, and retired police sergeants. These men are the best of the best, with multiple decades of experience protecting us on our homeland and abroad. And they're making sure the skills and techniques your officers have save lives and protect communities. Show your support for our men and women in blue August 30th through 31st, 2018, Thursday and Friday before Labor Day weekend, right here in DFW. Blue Dragon presents Developing a Bulletproof Mind and a Bulletproof Heart. 2 days to discover the most effective ways to respond to school and church shootings, ISIS threats, transnational gangs, and emotional recovery post-trauma. If your small business backs the blue, go to BDIC.net to discover critical ways you can support your first responders with your product or services and be included in the coveted founder circle as this training makes its way across the country. Blue Dragon presents critical tactics and strategies to face threats successfully and quickly resolve active killer shootings if they come to your neighborhood on August 30th through 31st, 2018. This all-star cast of legendary training superstars comes together for the first annual Blue Dragon Presents series to help our officers with effective procedures that meet today's challenges quickly with expert accuracy. Blue Dragon Presents, developing a bulletproof mind and a bulletproof heart to help our officers recover better and end the escalated suicide, addiction, and divorce rates that happen when we stumble past the unique and peculiar needs of traumatized officers. We can respond better. We can support better. We can heal our nation. Blue Dragon Presents. Go to BDIC.net for information on a training event near you. BDIC.net, protecting and serving those who are protecting and serving us. Welcome back to the Java with Joe Show and your host, Joe Chandler.
Welcome back. This is Java with Joe Show. Hey, so the first thing we got to ask Harrison before we keep going, because I know everybody wants to know, Harrison, what's your favorite coffee?
Wow. I got to be honest right now. I'm a big coffee connoisseur along with a lot of other, you know, the pleasures of life. I like to enjoy a good cup of Joe, which is why I'm here with you without coffee, you know, because I've already had my fair share this morning.
Favorite 5 cups a day, that's all you need.
So I really just like, I love the drip coffee at Starbucks. I know you're maybe shaking your heads at home, but it's hard for me to find a replacement for that Pike Place roast. I have actually some in my car I picked up on the way here, and I just like just a good cup of coffee. Not too complicated, just a little cream, and that gets me going. It's an enjoyable part of my day. I look forward to it.
Me too. And my favorite right now is Nantucket blend. Got to have that Northeast real cold crisp coffee.
I like that. Okay. I've had the Nantucket blend.
Yeah,
myself.
I like it a little bit better.
Good taste.
But great coffee is awesome. And I probably need some more here in a little bit. But hey, let's So let's get back into social media. So businesses need to get in it. And to build your business strategy, you've got to get down and dirty into social media. Sure. But the average business owner cannot handle that. When do we really have time to get in there and do social media plus do everything else we've got to do?
Sure.
So what I'm going to ask you is, how can a company reach out to you and trust you that you can handle it, that you're going to do the online, but also not break the bank, break their budget, and keep it within cost? Because we're here. Some of the businesses here need the information so they can salvage their business. We're looking at rebuilding, never surrendering your business. So that's what we're looking at. So what do you think?
Sure. So if you're at home and you're feeling overwhelmed by anything that I'm sharing, I want you to know that it is very approachable. And my first request is for you to really understand how social fits, again, within that journey, and to know that social is really, it's earned media. At the core, it's word of mouth marketing. It's proof that your business is a qualified place to do business, as opposed to, you know, competitors. So in order to get started, it's so important to just educate yourself. And there are agencies out there that will try to take advantage of you. All you can do is ask questions, be knowledgeable. The beautiful thing about social media and digital marketing in general is the fact that everything is so accessible. It's transparent. You're able to benchmark yourselves against other competitors. You're able to set a good baseline as far as where you're starting from. And there's very bite-sized data that you can use to make informed marketing decisions. And before you start with social, you first need to have an understanding of, you know, where you're sending that traffic to. So social is absolutely a vehicle. It's a tool. It's a utility in creating more awareness around your product or your service. It is not a silver bullet. So no matter what, it is a privilege to reach your most qualified audiences. So having some paid component is going to be absolutely crucial too. And before you do that, you need to have a place where you can send qualified ready-to-buy business or qualified ready-to-buy consumers who are looking for more information before they make that final decision. So you have to have a website. It doesn't make sense for you to have a Facebook page over your website. You have to have a place where you can have that hard sell, because social is not really used to sell. Again, it's used to create credibility and to create, you know, interest in your product or service. So don't approach it with optimism. I think it should be really exciting to learn something new that you might not have known before. And you'll be so surprised in what you hear in terms of feedback. Now ask other businesses where their traction has been and how has social been successful for them. Every business uses social differently because every business is different. Even in your same industry or vertical, maybe your competitor actually has an internal marketing team that pushes social initiatives that also tie into other parts of that marketing need. Maybe your competitor down the street or a business down the street actually employs and actually outsources that service to another business. In my company, we facilitate that entire online experience. So we touch everything from paid social media to paid search media to content marketing initiatives to building, designing beautiful websites. It's important to know that social is not, it doesn't replace anything. It complements everything else you do. So approach it with an open mind and know that there is going to be resources that are required to be successful with social media. It doesn't happen overnight, so it's a long game. And a lot of these channels are free to use. You just have to have the labor and resources to deploy these initiatives. So in terms of a cost, my agency looks at fixed costs. We have overhead, so we have we have labor, we have resources, we have tools that we use. So in terms of an actual cost, for me to run my initiatives, it is $125 an hour. And depending on the program or project that is comes to us, then we price on that type of retainer. So there are small and mid-sized businesses that can retain our services for $500 to $1,000 a month. And there are more progressive, comprehensive campaigns that include a lot of design and paid strategy and a lot of very aggressive tactics and automation and even AI that would obviously require a lot more resources, and those prices can be a little bit more palpable for enterprise.
And now, one of the things some people always ask is how often they should post on different platforms. Some platforms are a lot more often. Some platforms you can get away with once a week, every time you do a blog. I mean, Facebook is one of those that you could do probably a little bit less, but Twitter, everybody knows Twitter is like the the beast that won't go away.
I have a soft spot for Twitter, and I still do. I still use Twitter as a tool every single day because there is an audience there. It might not be your audience for your business, but it might certainly well be. And you can't make assumptions with frequency. You can't make assumptions with what channels you're on. All you need to do is kind of immerse yourself in the data that's available to you. You probably have customer records. You probably have an understanding of who your buyer is. Find out where that buyer is most vocal, most active, most likely to engage with your brand, and spend the time to really understand that channel. And a lot of that is accessible in your Google Analytics, which I think everyone who's going to be a successful business owner should have an understanding, a solid grasp of Google Analytics, and know how to use that data to inform marketing decisions, and also how to access certain social media insights. You know, are you getting a lot of engagement in Plano, or is your audience in Dallas or Richardson? All that data is available to you, and that would help clarify and create a path to your eventual campaign.
And if people don't know, haven't been into Google Analytics very much, Google Analytics has a whole section on demographics. They have your location. We can also look at insights. You can find some amazing things on insights. And
so Google Analytics is going to be overwhelming for anyone who hasn't had experience in it, but know that you're going to want to ask questions.
I teach it when they have need it. So,
well, you do teach it. You're a good teacher by the way. And I'd also just before I forget, to understand how you measure success with social media. It's the long game. It's a long strategy. It's not something like paid media where you turn it on, it's on, you turn it off, it's off. Earned media is very much, you're investing in something that has a long-term benefit. So, investing in social will have impacts that are real, that you'll be able to see in your analytics. And how I measure success with social is not with the vanity metrics that you see a lot of businesses track, like how many likes, how many impressions, how many engagements. Instead, what did that audience do that interacted with that content? Did it increase the size of their basket when they checked out? What is the value of that consumer as they stepped in through the social channels? And I might be getting a little bit further down the road, but in terms of actually tracking success, you can start with some acquisition numbers. How many likes, how many comments, how many shares did this post get? But to take it a little bit further and to understand how do you really track a return on your investment. Your investment might be just be time, but understand what that cost is. Did this social initiative create revenue for my company? Right. And you're able to track that from the moment you step into that social space, and you're able to identify through a couple of tweaks here in your analytics, did this effort create a return for my investment?
Remember this phrase. Campaign URLs.
Campaign.
Use them.
URLs. And we're getting a little advanced here, Joe. So
yeah, but I'm just saying that's a big deal in Google Analytics.
Absolutely.
So Harrison, I have one more question for you. So we have this monster that some people think called social media. Where do you see it going? Because now you have that big, wonderful artificial intelligence. Hmm. And we all know who Skynet is. But I don't see it going there anytime soon. But we got to think about that. So what do you see as the trends with social media and where we might go from there?
Us as consumers are driving those trends. So it's not a surprise that we see a behemoth like Amazon taking advantage of the very technology that we're using today. So it's all about creating more value for your customer. And that's been the mantra for Google since day one. How can we create a search engine that gives the consumers what they want? It's not about the businesses that are paying for the advertising. It's about the consumers. So if you're thinking about your business in the future and how social might fit, is it going to create value in your work? Is it going to create value in the products or services that you're selling?
Right.
And I think a big question in technology and AI, are you creating convenience? Are you creating an experience? And that technology kind of enters in that the conscious. So in terms of artificial intelligence, we're seeing that now in social. So like, you know, the introduction of chatbots and automation, you know, customers who have a question want instant gratification. I do too as a consumer. When I have a concern or I have a question, I like to have an immediate response. And social are, you know, it's an inbox too.
Right.
So you're able to not only listen to your customers talking about you, but you're able to hear, you know, what their concerns or even, you know, positive things are said about your business too. And you can use those to your advantage, but businesses are finding ways to create more value through those services. And in terms of evolution and where I see social going, I can't make a bet on any platform. That's why I think, you know, social very much is earned media. It's something that you don't own, like a website or an email list or, you know, your marketing collateral. You don't own that. So social, your audience on Snapchat might be irrelevant a year from now. Your audience on Instagram might be irrelevant a year from now. As a business, you need to continue to evolve with the state of commerce. And those who are not invested in the research and the understanding of how consumers are researching and using your product or service, then your competitors certainly will.
Well, cool, because the goal of this show is eventually we're going to find out where everything's going. We're going to dig into that global brain that's on the horizon. So Harrison, how can everybody get a hold of you?
Well, you can Google my name. My partner is actually the founder CEO of Social Revolt. And if you go to socialrevoltagency.com, you can find our list of products, our services, our experience. We have a great team. We're doing some incredible things. And I just challenge every business to ask those hard questions. If you are currently working with an agency that maybe they're doing a great job, maybe they're not, but, you know, ask those questions. Be willing to ask how marketing is really impacting your business, if it's the right move or not. It's in the data that's available to you.
Okay.
So be invested there.
Cool. So I want to thank you for coming today and spending time with us. So as we go out today, I want you to look at your social media, see what you're doing. Give Harrison a call. Give us a call. I want to also thank Phyllis Knuven. She sent us some nice biscotti. So I'll get those over to you.
I would love that, Joe.
Some nice, wonderful flavors. If you want to get a hold to her, just contact us to the Java with Joe show. You can get us at The Java with Joe Show on Facebook. Also, like our Facebook page. This is Social Media Day. And if you hopefully you finished with a nice cup of coffee. And also, remember, you can reach me directly at 469-712-4JOE. And we want to have a wonderful day. And remember, never surrender.
Thank you, Joe. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Thank you.
You've been listening to Java with Joe, highly caffeinated marketing perspective with host Joe Chandler. To be a guest or advertise your business on Java with Joe, contact 972-754-8994. Java with Joe is produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network and affiliates and is available at offbeatbusinessmedia.com. Listen to Java with Joe each Thursday on the 9s on OBBM Radio and OBBM Network Podcast. Also available on Google Play, iTunes, and your Offbeat Business app. Contact 972-754-8994 for guest and sponsor information today.
Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year, and they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's melaniemurphyvo.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.